Welcome to Bed Crime Stories Podcast. I'm your host, T. Hi, guys. Hope you're having a wonderful day. If you're new here, a warm welcome. Thank you for checking out my channel. All I ask is that after listening to and or watching the video, if you find you enjoyed it or learned something, smash that like button and consider subscribing. Now, let's dig in.
Tell you something, okay? And I want to leave a message for you right now. Again, it's 10:30 here in New York on a Wednesday, and once again, I made an ass of myself trying to get to a phone to call you at a specific time. When the time comes for me to make the phone call, I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go when I make that phone call. At 11 o'clock in the morning in New York, and if you don't pick up the phone, at 10 o'clock at night, and you don't even have that goddamn phone turned on, I want you to know something, okay? I'm tired of playing this game with you. I'm leaving this message with you to tell you, you have insulted me for the last time. You have insulted me. You don't have the brains or the decency as a human being. I don't give a damn that you're 12 years old or 11 years old or that you're a child or that your mother is a thoughtless pain in the ass who doesn't care about what you do as far as I'm concerned. You have humiliated me for the last time with this phone. And when I come out there next week, I'm going to fly out there for the day just to straighten you out on this issue. I'm going to let you know just how disappointed in you I am and how angry I am with you that you've done this to me again. You've made me feel like shit, and you've made me feel like a fool over and over and over again. And this crap you pull on me with this goddamn phone situation that you would never dream of doing to your mother. And you do it to me constantly and over again.
That was actor Alec Baldwin leaving a message for his then 11 or 12-year-old daughter, Ireland. As they say, a leopard doesn't change its spots. Baldwin has not made a good impression on the prosecutors who charged him with involuntary manslaughter for the October 21st, 2021 death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust. So the prosecutors filed a motion in response to Baldwin's motion to have his charges dismissed. In their motion, the prosecutors accused Baldwin and his lawyers of giving a, quote, predictably false, misleading, and histrionic misrepresentation of the facts and circumstances of the history of the case, end quote. Baldwin and his legal crew accused the prosecutors of, quote, violating nearly every rule in the book in their overzealous mission to charge him, end quote. Baldwin maintains he's 100% innocent. He has said that his only role on Rust was to be an actor. He was not a part of the management. That's what he's claiming. He's also sticking to the story that he was told that the weapon was cold, meaning without live rounds. Baldwin has said he's cooperated with the investigators. He insists he didn't pull the trigger, and he states that he was serving just as an actor when the weapon he was holding fired and took Hutchins' life and injured director Joel Souza. The prosecutors are not mincing words with Baldwin. They say that every part of his narrative is contrived, and they accuse him of contradicting himself in his numerous interviews with investigators and the media. In his first interview with detectives, on the same day of the incident, Alec Baldwin told the authorities that the set's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez, handed him the weapon, that he fired the weapon, and that the director, Joel Souza, was telling him exactly where to point. The prosecutors then wrote that when Alec did his interview with ABC News and George Stephanopoulos, quote, everything changed, end quote. In his interview, Baldwin appeared to say that Hutchins had given him the instruction for where to point the weapon, and for the first time, he claimed he did not pull the trigger. Then, in a different interview with the Occupational Health and Safety Administration, or OSHA, Baldwin's story morphed yet again. In that interview, Alex said that Russ' first assistant director, David Halls, handed him the weapon. Per the prosecutors, as Alec Baldwin continued the OSHA interview, he vacillated between claiming he had mostly no experience with weapons and then almost daily experience with weapons. Which is it, Alec? Do you have daily experience with weapons, or pretty much zero experience with them? The prosecutors also wrote, quote, "As the OSHA interview continued, Mr. Baldwin's story took a very interesting turn. Mr. Baldwin vacillated between claiming he had virtually no experience with guns and almost daily experience with guns. In sum, every time Mr. Baldwin spoke, a different version of events emerged from his mouth. Ouch. And his later statements contradicted his previous statements and his attorney's assertions as set forth in their motion to dismiss." End quote. Despite Baldwin's lawyers citing a report from OSHA saying he was not a part of rust management, that his authority on set was limited to creative decisions, the prosecutors say that their evidence proves otherwise. Apparently, Baldwin arrived a week after filming began and thus had to receive separate training on the weapons. And during his training, he was allegedly inattentive and made videos of himself using the weapon to send to his family for their amusement. The prosecutors wrote, quote, "Mr. Baldwin's relentless rushing of the crew on the movie set routinely compromised safety because Rust is not a romantic comedy. It is an action-filmed Western with dangerous stunts and real guns being used as props. In addition to rushing the cast and crew, Mr. Baldwin was frequently screaming and cursing at himself, at crew members, or at no one, and not for any reason." Ouch. Again, "To watch Mr. Baldwin's conduct on the set of Rust is to witness a man who has absolutely no control of his own emotions and absolutely no concern for how his conduct affects those around him." End quote. Triple ouch. Now, there was a time when the prosecution offered Baldwin a plea deal. This plea deal was rescinded, apparently, after Baldwin allegedly shared the details of the confidential agreement with a reporter working for NBC News. Baldwin then planned to file a civil lawsuit on the same day as the plea hearing to, quote, "direct media attention to the frivolous lawsuit and away from the plea hearing." So basically, the prosecutors are accusing Baldwin of playing a sort of game with the media to distract them from the serious charges against him. Let me continue with the quote. "Further, once the prosecutors found out Baldwin was commissioning his own documentary about the death of Helena Hutchins and was actively pressuring material witnesses in the case against him to submit to interviews for his documentary," end quote. All of these actions got the plea deal rescinded. No plea deal for you, Mr. Baldwin. If this is all true, it certainly paints Alec Baldwin as a callous, self-serving monster with little to no emotional intelligence. It sounds like he was trying to make a profit off of Helena Hutchins' death with this documentary. No wonder Helena's husband filed a lawsuit against Alec Baldwin. You don't try to make money off a tragedy that you basically caused, at least partially. The prosecutors also stated in their motion that Baldwin's attorney, Luke Nikas, allegedly threatened that if the case against Alec were to continue, they would call a bunch of A-list actors to testify on Baldwin's behalf. The lawyers mentioned Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren. Now, Baldwin was going to call these famous actors as witnesses for the defense to say what a swell guy he is. The prosecution wrote that nearly all of Mr. Nikas' Nikas's statements to counsel during this meeting would later be determined to be false or misleading. This is what I'm going to say about Alec Baldwin, in my opinion. This is what you call a pampered, entitled, arrogant, out of touch, overpaid, Hollywood spoiled man brat. And get this, when it was time for Baldwin's lawyers to submit their witness list, Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren were not on their list. I bet Baldwin never bothered to ask them if they were willing to testify on his behalf. If Baldwin is afraid of his career running into a wall now because of this incident, do you think Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren want to get involved in the situation? I doubt it. I'm sorry, but I find this branch of the very large Baldwin clan obnoxious. Alex, yoga posing bride and mother to his very large and ever-growing tribe of little Baldwins, is equally obnoxious, in my opinion. She's someone who was born and raised in the United States, in Boston, Massachusetts, as a matter of fact, but who runs around speaking with a Spanish accent and pretending to be a native of Spain, allegedly. Her real name is Hillary, and she was born, as I said, in Boston. I'd say Alec and Hilaria are a perfect match. Yes, I'm being catty, but I find it really offensive that Alec Baldwin is trying to make money off a death that he was partially responsible for. Yes, he was told the weapon was cold, allegedly, but he didn't have to use real weapons on the set. He could have used fake weapons, which would have been safe. All I can say is the audacity. Maybe Alec has spent so many years in his gilded mansions that he can no longer read the room and see when he's behaving really badly. After reading all about this motion, I'm not sure he's going to get away with this and get off on these charges. If the jury finds that he was acting obnoxiously, pushing people around, rushing, not sticking to safety protocols, he may very well get found guilty. And maybe it's time he had a wake-up call with reality.
Ready.
Until the next time on Big Crime Story.
No, just...
Yeah?
Just,
when you drop your arm, that means he's 10 feet away. I can't see how close he is, but I want to be almost up by the time he gets here.
No, I'm going to go into this.
Yeah.
Well, let me show you something. Hold on. Step back to your original mark. So 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, I'm getting up.
Right.
Then when he drops his arm, Helena, get out. He drops his arm. That means Brady's close. I'm going to start to really get up.
Okay.
One more. I forgot to recoil stuff. No, right away. Let's reload.
Here we go.
So, Helena.
And cut!